Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, well, coming up, we're going to drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Say them all. How we celebrate gorging yourself for Thanksgiving food on a Bad Choice Friday. It's Weird Al Yankovic taking on Weird Al Yankovic, the first tune, Fat. Michael Jackson gave permission for that.
Oh, yeah.
And another Michael Jackson song, Eat It. You know, Michael Jackson gave permission to do that. Michael Jackson, I guess, with all those things, I didn't mind Al taking a poke at him.
Because you made money.
Yeah. We get this email, Steve, from Liz in Maine. It says, Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday.
Hope your brother recovers well. It's nice to see so many good wishes. Anyway, he's trending on Google.
Yes,
so
I know this.
Congratulations to him. Again, from Liz in Maine. So she types in, like, First thing comes up, referee costume, referee shirt.
I got referee shirt, too.
Then referee Adrian Hill, American football official. Referee injured, Texans-Bills game. Referee injured, meeting. Well, either way, she didn't type in the whole word.
Well, the latest headline I just see now, and again, not referee, Adrian Hill injury exposes stunning lack of officiating depth at regular season games. That from Pro Football.
Wow, now he's opening up.
Well, now he's blown the lid off the whole thing,
exactly.
Man.
Now, hang on. I mean, how many more refs do you want to have at the game?
That's like, look, typically they're not getting carted off the field. And my brother says the most dangerous thing out there, apparently, other than his own body, he's like, when these guys snap the ball, get the F out of the way, especially where he is because he lines up behind the quarterback, right? So he's like, sometimes there'll be an interception that I am not aware of because it happens too far down the field, but then I see 22 men's chest racing toward me. I know that it's a turnover at this point. Everyone's running full tilt. It's like, you got to get out of the way because the players will run through you. There is no rule that says a player has to dodge the official if they have the ball in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have the ball in your hand, you can't just blow through the official. But the guy with the ball in their hand, like, if you're the path of least resistance, they're going to run through you.
You've seen a lot on slam passes.
Right. Who's the guy?
Absolutely.
Is that a judge or an umpire that's kind of in the where the linebackers are?
That is not the umpire. Yeah. That is
that's the guy
judge.
From the slam pass.
Yes.
Right. That's the guy to me that's in the worst.
He's going to get his head taken off.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And they know it. It's the risky run. I don't think that he thought his danger would be moving his legs.
Right. And again, it's so rare. Again, like, we don't see this as it happens to be your brother, but like, I don't think you need to add more refs.
No.
There's enough.
They moved the umpire up to the referee position because he is kind of next in line as far as authority goes. All right?
Yeah.
And I didn't see it, but Ted, you said it. Because the one thing I said to my wife, I said, look, man, all those officials, they're not going to say it, but they're S-ing bricks right now. Because now that the head ref is out and everyone has to take on a new responsibility, people are going to scrutinize your calls more than they already do. You don't think people could do it more, but so now the umpire knows, like, hey, man, when you make this call, if it ends up being the wrong call, they're going to come down on you even harder. Yeah. Like, well, he shouldn't have been there in the first place. But you said, I guess his first call, he couldn't figure out how to turn on the mic.
It was just something with, like, changing the clock or whatever. And you just hear Al Michaels go, well, he's trying to say something.
You want to bitch
and you see him kind of fiddling with the thing, which I will say, like,
if you don't know.
Yeah, like, I did a spot years ago for, like, some internet radio basketball tournament where I'm the sideline reporter. But same thing. It's just a simple button, right? So for 5 minutes of game action, I'm sweating bullets. Like, just flip it this way.
Right.
But when they go to me in my ear, I flipped it the wrong way.
Of course.
So, like, I think that ref just did the same thing.
Oh, he's panicking.
And we all know. We've used a live mic before.
Yeah.
You know, and you, like, hold it, and then, like, it should turn green, and then you just hit it again. But, like, you double tap it, and it's like, oh, I just turned it off.
Right.
And now I'm just in a cage going, hey, I'm done.
And this poor dude, times. Man, like, we are national TV. Now you're the face of it.
And if you need an extra referee anywhere, it's Major League Soccer. That way that guy's just not the judge and the jury. Put two people out there. That way they can at least talk to each other about.
Well, the linesman can call a foul, too.
Kind of. They never do, though. It's always that one guy, like the dictator of the game.
Right.
You know he is.
If he hates the Sounders, we're screwed.
I will say this. The other problem is, too, is that you say everybody was watching that game. Like, I don't know the numbers, but everybody has Amazon. Right. So I assume, even if you don't, I don't know why you don't have cable. You don't like sports, but everybody has Amazon. So, like, there's a lot of eyes on that game.
No matter what, it's millions. And everyone that just loves NFL football, that's the only game. No,
but your brother also might be the initiative to finally stop these Thursday night games. Even the refs getting hurt.
Yeah. No, do not get rid of Thursday night games.
Also, it's probably one of the best matchups for Thursday night football we've had all year.
And it was a good game.
That's what people are going to watch because it should be a good game.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
And my brother stole their thunder. Like, I'm sure the Bills don't mind that the Thunder was stolen, but, like, dude, it was an upset. It was a well-played game. Josh Allen has sacked 8 times. I mean, all these incredible statistics, and the only thing is,
now,
yeah, but the old man was hurt.
Do you know if he went to the hospital or not?
Yeah, they take you straight to the hospital.
They do, for sure.
Yep, that's the NFL way, man.
Okay.
If they cart your ass, you know, players might fight it a little more. I want to get back on the field, coach. He's an old man. I mean, he's 59 years old, so he's probably like, yeah, get my ass to the hospital, man.
Well, now even Yahoo Sports has picked up the story.
He exposes the...
They're just saying, just that, like, he avoided major injury. His Achilles tendon is intact. They just keep saying he may be able to return this season.
This season? Oh, my kids are going to be so bummed.
I wonder if he knows. He has to.
What did it say? He's out for the season?
It said he may return. But either way, he's talked to a doctor, right? He's probably in a boot, like you said.
He's in a boot, and like I said, the official doctor is on Monday, and that is like the NFL orthopedist, right? You probably can't do much better than that.
Yeah.
That's the guy that's going to attend to him, so I suspect Monday we'll get some insight into how long he might be.
Here's the thing. Unless you really F yourself up, every time that I've hurt myself in athletics or any other aspect of life, they always say the same thing. 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
I've never heard a different window.
That's what
in
they're
my
going
life.
To say.
They never said 2 to 3 weeks or 1 week or 8 weeks. Right. So I always go 4 to 6 weeks. It's the same menu.
I'm sure that's
every injury is almost the same menu. What is the least amount of effort you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Let's go to line 3 and talk to our man Juan. Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room. Oh, my bad, Ted. Yeah. Hold on. All right, you do it. Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Room.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, crap.
Hang on, I'm on it.
We got this.
There it is. Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
All right.
How are you, Juan?
You got it right, Ted. You got it right.
Thanks, Juan.
Hey, before we start, Thrill.
Yeah.
You like whiskey, right?
Yes, I do.
Hey, have you tried this one called Buffalo?
Buffalo Trace?
Yes.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Many times.
Man. Ooh, messed around one night. 6 a.m, my ass is going to sleep.
I would say with Buffalo Trace, I don't drink Buffalo Trace the way I drink Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and me can be friends for quite a while. Buffalo Trace typically should be a one and done for me.
Yeah. And if you ever go to that part if you ever end up in Kentucky, take that tour.
Yeah.
Go to their bourbon distillery and do the tour.
There's like four or five brands that come out of that one distillery.
I believe Weller does, really? And Pappy Van Winkle. There's a bunch of different whiskeys there.
Because you know what I drink a lot is, and I just drink it straight, is the Crown Royal. I just love it with ice.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. All right, Juan, how'd you hurt yourself?
Okay, we went camping weekend. This is up there in Sedona area. And so Sunday, we're getting ready. Everything's packed. I'm just making breakfast for my friends and my family and kids. And I'm making some eggs, a dozen eggs there. And I turn around to pick up, those little Morton salt, the little blue container with the little girl.
Yeah.
So I turn around, bend down, pick that up, and that was it. My back went out. I couldn't drive. They had to lay me out in my friend's Suburban so I could come back home. My girl had to drive the truck. But that little sucker's what took me out.
Salt. Just bending over. How old are you, Juan?
I'm 48 now, but then back then I was only 26.
26?
Okay, well, that's young for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus, man. Well, it's always stuff like that.
Look, here's one right here.
The smallest thing.
Okay. NHL teams, they say, are typically vague when talking about injuries, with phrases such as upper body injury. That's maybe as far as we'll go. Well, Florida Panthers coach Paul Maurice has just added a strange new term to the mix. A barbecuing mishap, and it's no joke. Forward Itu Lasertinen.
I saw his name. Like, have fun with that.
Yeah, he is out indefinitely as a result. According to CBS Sports. It seems that he suffered burns in the incident, not serious enough to spend the night in the hospital, but serious enough that he did get seen by doctors, according to the coach. He says, I'm going to list him as week to week because we don't have a lot of experience with this. Some of it is when he comes back and feels comfortable putting the equipment back on. That is not the only unusual league injury this season. Jack Hughes of the New Jersey Devils, one of the best players in the league, a young guy. He'll be out for about 8 weeks after a freak accident during a team dinner. He reportedly leaned on a glass and it broke.
Oh.
He required hand surgery last weekend from the resulting cut.
Jeez, man.
What is a barbecuing injury where this guy gets that burn? What happened? Flare up?
I'm guessing a flare-up. That's my... because
How bad was the burn?
Not enough to have stay to in the go hospital. To the hospital. Like, doctors saw it.
He went to the hospital, the doctor see him, but he didn't stay.
Right. I'm guessing flare-up.
Or you're flipping something and your hand hits one of the grates.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
I've used a grill a lot in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
I've not come close to death, knock on wood.
No. I mean, singe myself a few times and all that, but...
Yeah, I think the dumbest one I've ever done is, like sometimes you're cooking something... like searing it.
Yeah.
And you can just put the pan in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know, just completely forgot, open that oven and like grab
the handle?
Like luckily, as it touched the palm, it dawned on me like, that's in the oven.
Oh, your hand moved real quick.
I mean, it started swelling or welling up like a blister, but just a brain.
How many beers before that?
Dude, I hate to tell you, I don't even think it was one of those kind of days.
I've only ever done that sober.
Yeah. You're cooking, you're running around.
You look at the pan. I mean, you look at the pan, you see the handle. And you're right. There's no reason it would not be hot, but you grab it. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I've never pooped myself drunk.
Right.
I mean, what is the least amount of effort that you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Day-o.
Hola. You got to hit the button like three times for some reason.
I know. I see you, man. I see you. So, Ryan, what did you do what did you not do to injure yourself?
Well, first of all, happy Positive Friday, gentlemen.
Positive Friday.
We appreciate that.
Okay, so I used to work at the airport for Alaska Airlines, and I was working on the ramp, which is basically when you're sitting in your seat on the airplane, you look outside, you see all those people out there. That's the ramp.
Okay.
I was working out there. And one of my particular job duties at this time was, you know, when we were done loading up bags in the bottom of the plane, I'd sit on the end of the bag loader on the belt, and I would, you know, make sure the back door is sealed up, you know, everything looks good. Actually physically have to run my hand around it, make sure it's smooth and whatnot. And then they back up and then lower me down to the ground, and we proceed to push the plane out and all that jazz. So what happened was, I'm sitting down on this belt loader. He backs up, or this is a new hire driving it. He backs up, and I go to, you know how you push your hands down next to your sides to kind of push yourself back a little bit more to get a better seat?
Sure.
Right when I did that, he hit the button to lower it, except for it wasn't the button to lower it. It was the button to turn on the belt, which probably launched me into the air about 5 feet and landed my my rear end on the pavement.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't feel good. I had a sharp pain in my back, and I went to go and get up immediately, and I had no feeling from the lower half of my body. And that's when it became real frightening. I started getting on the radio, like throwing F-bombs here and there. Like, I need help. Like, some, you know, I'm messed up. And they, long story short, they took me to the hospital. They loaded me up in the ambulance right next to the plane.
Oh, that's a good look.
Oh, no. Yeah, so does that mean the flight was kind of, was the flight delayed because of you?
Because you were? I think there was still about 15 minutes left. Like, we were ahead of schedule that day.
Okay.
It was rather nice.
Well, there's still a plane coming in and waiting to take that terminal, right?
Yeah, but by the time I was already up to the hospital. Okay.
Right. I'm curious, man. What was the diagnosis when you got to the hospital?
I didn't break anything. I had to be, the doctor said it was some of the worst bruising he's ever seen.
Wow.
Because my entire ass, and the lower half of my back was just, it looked like a war zone.
Did you get like a hematoma or anything?
A hematoma.
Like just like, I had a bruise once that bad.
Did it turn purple, black, green, yellow?
Yeah, then it like,
yeah,
it drips down your leg.
That's a hematoma.
Starts, yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, I didn't have anything coming out or anything like that, but no. I had to sit in a donut for a couple weeks.
No, it's all internal. It's not going to come out.
Right, also, it's not coming out. Yeah, it'll just run down your leg, like, color-wise.
So, wait, if you work on the ramp.
Yeah, I had something like that.
If you work on the ramp, as you say, what are all the different jobs? Like, do you have one specialty, or are there, like, five or six different things you guys need to do?
Well, when I left, I was second in charge of all of Alaska and Horizon's odd-sized bags, which is basically all your odd-sized bags, but also animals from goldfish to mountain lions.
Oh, mountain lions?
Yeah, we've had a couple of bears, a couple of mountain lions, or no, one mountain lion.
Wait, do they explain to you why you're going to be dealing with bears or mountain lions?
They got to be sedated.
Yeah, the cougar, we had to track down the agent that was with him because he wasn't sedated enough.
Get the wine out of the town.
So hey. What is the cougar doing?
Right, what's the cougar doing that
you're not comfortable?
Yeah.
Very loud. It hit the side of the cage while we were lifting it into the cart to take it to the plane, and it nearly knocked all of us guys over.
I would say,
the force of it hitting the cage.
Are you confident that if it were awake, would that cage hold it, or do you think that thing would break out of there and do what it wants?
If we drop the cage?
Do you think it could open it itself if it were fully awake?
Oh, God, no. No, this thing was like it was built. It was nice.
Okay. here's a weird question. Knowing what you know about luggage, all right, what is the best brand of luggage to buy for air travel as far as it being sturdy, not getting beat up, you know, holding up? What brand would you buy?
Well, first of all, don't pack anything that can break. That should be a general rule, but
that's refreshing.
I would say the bags that have like the hard plastic sides on them, they're really easy to slide. So therefore, they don't really get thrown as much.
Okay, so a hard case bag would be the best call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd say. Okay. also, after I got back from the injury, I was told by numerous coworkers and leads that the Alaska had a company-wide rule change that now, once you're done checking out the plane, you walk down the belt. Nobody sits on it anymore.
Oh, so okay. you made a brand new rule. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the training course and everything.
All right, congratulations, man.
Nice work. There you go.
What is the least amount of effort you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Let's go to line one and see if we can get Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So weirdly, I am born and raised in Washington. I was in Boise for 10 years, and I just moved back to Camano Island and brought both my dogs and was trying to break up the puppy and the husky and got my hand bit through from the top all the way inside my palm. Like
Jesus.
They both had my bone exposed. Then it got infected. And then that happened, just trying to break them up. And then the
who bit
neighbor,
you, the corgi or the husky?
My husky.
All right. Your husky bit you.
Yeah, I was trying to break up the husky and the puppy because the puppy was growling at the husky. And they never really fought before, but I think just the moving and everything and also where we moved into, we had other dogs. So it had just become like a dominant.
Do you think the husky knew what damage he did to you?
Oh, well, I mean, kind of, but he was also, he was an ESA animal and kind of stupid, like never humped anything, just chased butterflies. He was like the biggest sweetie. So no, it was like a total accident.
He's stupid.
He didn't have a collar on, so I was just, you know, interfering when I shouldn't have.
Okay.
I didn't get killed the puppy.
All right.
So that happened. My hand basically wouldn't move. They told me it was fractured, and then it got infected, like, you know, shortly after, and then I had to get all that happening. With antibiotics. And then the neighbors had an issue with the husky because we were used to like a fenced yard, being on leashes, and now being out here in Camano Island, they're like roaming free and they have to be licensed and, you know, tagged so that anybody can, whatever. So the neighbors apparently said that he was getting into their goat pen. And I heard 6 rounds fired at about 6:15 in the morning, and they shot and killed my husky. That was on October 13th.
Of this
and
year.
Then, yeah, just all very recent. And then about a week later, well, I would say maybe 4 or 5 days. So the puppy, he's missing his brother, who it's only been us, you know, and them together, and he's just about to be 2. Him and I on Halloween, we were messing around with wrappers or playing, and I pulled like some string he was playing with, like the kid's toy or something, and he like snapped at me and bit the like middle piece of my nose, like where you would
Jesus
get your
Christ.
Septum pierced.
Maybe get some cats would be the only thing.
Yeah, that might be the move right there, man.
Doesn't seem like you're doing very well on your animal selection. Our question, what is the least amount of effort you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Coming up at 435, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Number three. Then we get this headline based on our question today. A Pennsylvania man shot by dog after a gun mishap. A Pennsylvania man is recovering after his dog inadvertently shot him in the back with a shotgun, police say. The incident took place this last Tuesday night in Shillington,
where that dog's a coward.
That's what I'm thinking. Shot him in the back.
Yeah. Officers responded to a report of a shooting and found the 53-year-old victim conscious, but wounded on the floor, according to ABC News. Man told police he'd been cleaning his shotgun and set it on the bed. He then sat down, at which point one of his dogs jumped onto the bed, apparently triggering the firearm. He's not sure what stage of cleaning he was in at the time, so it's unclear if the dog's paw may have gotten caught inside the trigger and the safety was off. Or maybe perhaps there was a malfunction.
Why'd he have it over his shoulder looking through the scope?
Why did he have it loaded to clean it?
That's one of the major
questions.
Sorry,
that's just question one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why you don't do that.
The Berks County man was struck in the lower back. Paramedics transported him to Reading Hospital, Reading, Pennsylvania, where he underwent emergency surgery. Police said he was expected to need at least one more operation. It's not known exactly how badly he is hurt. ABC notes the Shillington Police Department described the shooting as accidental, but noted that the incident remains under investigation. Obviously, you should be treating every weapon as if it is loaded.
Sure.
Our question, what is the least amount of effort that you've put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
That's just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. And I mean, well, you know, like anything, I've been doing this for years. Like, right. Still, just take the precautions.
Yeah.
Your dog, you got shot in the back by your dog.
I told you, when I was in Texas, I was in a room with three guys who had all been in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And the one guy just had a pistol with him. And I went to pick it up and cleared it. He goes, I already cleared it. And I go, yeah, I know. You got to clear it every time. And he just kind of put his head down like, you're right.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, like I trust you, but.
But still.
But you can never not check enough.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
If you got dogs around. I'm just like, this guy's an idiot.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yep. Goddamn.
Hold on. Let me get that. Line
ready?
Two. Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. It's been a long day.
So, my story is that when I was a senior in high school in my hometown, small town, middle of nowhere, Montana, just south of Flathead Lake, about 40 minutes. We used to have boxing matches all the time that the school would host my dad used to do that with that because we went to the same school.
So were these students boxing there?
They used to be allowed in the school, but then rules changed, so the school wouldn't be able to do it anymore. So it ended before my time, but my dad was able to do it. So later on, someone else in the valley chose to bring it back, and they got a bunch of schools put together, all the kids, and then we did a big old boxing thing at the community center. And my granddad and my dad, both being Golden Glove boxers, were like, that time, and they taught me everything they wanted to teach me at that time. So I get in the ring, and I'm all jacked up, ready to go. I'm all excited, and I immediately lead with my front foot, with my lead foot, and I rolled that ankle.
Oh, jeez, man.
I thought you were going to say you took a thumb to the eye.
So you didn't even get punched. You rolled your own ankle.
Yep, I rolled my own ankle right in the first round. So now I have 5 rounds of 3-minute matches that I have to roll through and try and win this fight with my dad sitting in the front row.
How did that work out for you?
Yeah.
It ended up me losing by points, but at the end, my dad said if I could just muster up enough energy at that last hit, because I told him the hindsight, because I was so tired by the end of this, I didn't even notice. But apparently, I got a good, decent uppercut on him. on my opponent, and his eyes rolled in the back of his head. And if I just followed through with one more hit, I would have probably knocked him down.
Sounds to me like he was already concussed.
Yeah, right. At that point.
I mean, like, good job sticking with the fight after you rolled your ankle.
Yeah.
Like, I had the V on my other foot the whole time, and it sucked because when we were done, my ankle was all, like, swollen, and Dad just took me out for ice cream. It's like, it'll heal.
Did your opponent notice that you rolled your ankle? Like, did he take advantage of this, or do you think you did a decent job hiding that?
Oh, I didn't hide it at all, but I don't think he noticed either because he was also, like, jacked up about what was going on for him and running.
So did you have to lead, like a southpaw for the rest of the fight with your leg?
Well, actually, I'm southpaw normally.
Oh, so
nice. I had to switch.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, that's easier.
But I think it's easier for a left-hander to go right-hand, right.
Yeah.
Than to go from right-hand to left-hand. Just because as a left-hander, all the boxing you watch, right, it's guys that are right-handed.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, yeah.
Right, so you kind of know how to get in that stance, you know. But yeah, being left-handed naturally is definitely an advantage.
You got a horse in the race for the Montana State football game tomorrow.
Let's see, it's Bobcats versus Grizz. I don't know. Pay attention. Whenever I'm in Grizz country, I vote for Bobcats. Whenever I'm got Bobcat country, I go for Grizz.
Okay. All right.
Just to be that guy.
All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I could box, I'd be that guy, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, good call, Miles. I was about to ask him. Who you got tomorrow? I'm dying to go to that game.
Where is it?
This year, it's in Missoula.
Okay. What is the least amount of effort you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Let's go to line 7.
Line 7.
Line 7, and we talk to Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, Michael here. How you boys doing?
Hola.
We're doing great, Michael. Positive Hola. Friday.
Pretty good. Me and my buddy Ty are driving up to Bellingham right now, seeing some homies.
Nice.
And this is actually my buddy Ty's story, how he injured himself, but I play a pretty good part in how he did it. So I'm going to let him speak on it.
Okay. Pass the phone
over.
Yeah. All right. Here you go. Now that I've given you the intro.
All right, Ty, I told Michael, no cursing.
Okay. So me and my buddy Michael, we're on a beach in Seattle. It's a pretty rocky beach, right? And we're pretty drunk, right? And he decides to tickle me. And then all of a sudden, he books it the complete opposite way of where we're supposed to be going. So I decide to run after him. And in the process, I trip over my own feet and dive headfirst into a gravel puddle.
Oh.
And completely just scrape up all of my forehead and bottom of my eye.
Ah, was it bad enough that you had to go to the hospital or no?
I did not have to go to the hospital, but coworkers the next day thought I got jumped. So it was pretty bad.
Well, Ty, do people think there's a reason you might have gotten jumped?
I'm not sure.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Okay. He's leaving out the best part, too.
What's that?
We were with a group of our friends, and at the time, he liked this one girl that was with us, and she saw all of that firsthand.
So he had no shot.
Yep. That's a quick way to end it. So my buddy Tony broke his nose. We were at a golf course at night, and we're just drinking bootleg schnapps or whatever the hell you get when you're young. And I don't know if it's the cops or whatever, but you see the flashlight and the headlights, right? So we just take off running. And all of us, we're all going in roughly the same direction. Remember, Paul was up front, and it's not like pitch black, but it is dark outside. And when I look to my right, Tony's in the air like he's Superman, right? He's completely horizontal to the ground. He has his hands out. And for a second, I'm like, brother can fly, because that is exactly what it looked like. Within a second, I realize brother cannot fly, because, of course, he drops to the ground. We keep running. And, like, you know, when you're that age, you're running and laughing.
Yeah.
We know where we're going to meet up. Tony gets there maybe 30 seconds after us. And we can't see him. He's holding his face, and he is just cussing up a storm, man. We're like, what the hell happened to him? He moves his hand. His nose is completely broken. So when we were running, he was the one guy that found the sprinkler head that was sticking out of the ground.
Oh, no.
And his toe clipped it.
Oh, no.
But, like, at the time, we didn't know. Like I said, when I turned around to look at him, he's beside me, but, like I said, he's just flying through the air. Yeah, that was the point that he tripped over the sprinkler head, but I guess he didn't. I don't know how you can have your hands in front of you and still not have them below you when you land.
Right.
I think he just landed on the ground with his arms out, but his face hit the ground and slid because his nose was broken. And I didn't want to say anything because he's real pissed. We're still kind of laughing. Paul's like, you got a grass stain on your forehead, which he did. It was that bad, man.
I got like road rash on my face once at a tailgate. we're like early 20s.
Yeah.
So we decide after the game we're going to play like two-hand touch.
All right.
And same thing. I like went up to catch a pass, and you know Bernie, they just shoved me while I was in the air. And then I landed and just scraped my whole face.
What is the least amount of effort you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Let's go to line 6 and talk to our friend Steve. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right, Thrill. So, wasn't Adrian born in 1964 like me?
He was, in fact, born in 1964 like you.
Okay, well, that would make him 61 then, which is my age. Not 59.
Oh, he's God, 61. Yeah, his age. Right. Yeah. You are correct. Yes.
Steve, are you stalking Adrian?
Who doesn't? He's a dreamy-looking man.
No, it's just one of the things that I've noticed. I say, you know, he's the same year as me.
Right, he's 61 years old. You're right. I was giving him credit saying he's 59. His ass is 61 years old.
And the whole country's making fun of him.
I know.
And, you know, I don't think this is the first time that Adrian has missed the second half of the game either. Because earlier this year, I was watching a game and I called you guys and said, yeah, Adrian's reffing the game tonight. And then later on in the game, you guys said, no, he's not. And I started watching it, and the same thing. The umpire had taken over the refing job.
Okay, and those circumstances, if that's not injury, that's a pre-planned thing. They will do that in certain games.
Oh, yeah, to get another guy practice.
And that's a pre-planned thing. This thing last night, not by design.
No.
No. Luckily, he's okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, so one time I sneezed real hard and pulled a muscle in my back.
Ta-da!
And that's how you know you're old, when you sneeze and pull a muscle in your back.
Yeah, I've sneezed and pinched a nerve in my back. The only time I pulled my back, I was puking, which made it even worse. Oh. I'm at the toilet, right? You're face down in your own toilet, and it's one of those big heaves, just a... And I spew, but as soon as I do the heave, man, you feel your back go out. So now I'm done puking, but I can't get out of the position of being face down in my bowl. And I just remember thinking, like, this is as bad as it gets. I'm staring at a bowl full of puke. I can reach up and flush, but I don't want all that flush stuff going on my face. But I can't even reach my arm up to close the lid. So you kind of massage it out for about 10 minutes. And then get, what are you doing in there? Like, just don't worry about it. I do not want company right now. Let me work it out.
What's the least amount of effort you put into injuring yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
Line 2. And say hello to Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, thank you. Hola.
Hola.
So I kind of had the same thing happen to me that happened to Adrian.
Good.
I was in White Center parking across the street to get some cigarettes back when I smoked. And I was parked across the street, like I said, and then there's that little little median. I was walking across the street and kind of jaywalking, and the car stopped for me. So instead of I just wanted to, hurry up. So I jumped over that little median. It wasn't maybe 1 foot high, and I felt a pop, and it's like I actually looked back to think, because I thought like I got shot. That's how that's how bad it hurt. I thought, I was like, oh man, like I must have been like, straight bullet or something like that. That's how bad it felt. And, that happened to my my left calf.
Did you collapse on the ground in front of the car?
I almost did. I made it to the sidewalk and I actually limped into the. Cause I still wanted to get my cigarette. So
I mean, here's those cigarettes.
Another six. Mission accomplished. Then did you hobble back across the street?
I actually used the crosswalk to get back. But yeah, I was limping, and I was out of work for probably about a month and a half.
A month and a half. Well, that's your 4 to 6 weeks.
I had some weird medical things, so they thought it, for some reason. I told them it was my calf, but they thought it was my Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an MRI, and I was in a boot. It was pretty bad. And then couple years later, I was running up an escalator to catch a light rail to go to work. Happened to my other calf.
Oh, no, just like a dog.
What were you doing on the escalator? Was it when you were stepping off? Were you walking up the escalator?
I was running up the escalator to try to catch the train before it left.
I got you.
It was some kind of, which was, I guess, more, that made more sense to me than just lightly jumping over like a small, you know, 1 foot divider.
Did you collapse on the escalator, or did you manage to get a grip and just ride it up?
I got a grip, but yeah, man, I almost collapsed. And
it's got to be painful as hell.
Huh?
I said, yeah, I'm shocked you didn't collapse. That sounds very painful.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. The second time, yeah, and apparently I talked to my uncle, and it's something hereditary.
So. It must be, because if you did, typically, the strain from just limping around or using that other leg.
Right, you put all the stress
the
on the other
condition,
one.
You know, sometimes, whether it's a knee problem,
whatever
the hell it is, it'll just go back and forth to the other. That's what happened to my dog.
My dog blew out a knee
doing zoomies.
Which one?
I don't know which number it was.
All right.
But then it was like, I cannot remember. It was when I found out how much that vet bill cost, I about threw up. I was like, you've got to be kidding
me. You know, it's cheaper to put them down.
It was like $4,000.
Jeez.
So, you know, like anything else, my wife takes the dog to like, and I swear to God, this is true. One of these things that they had to do was put the dog in a pool with a treadmill.
For real.
So the dog is kind of like up to its chest in the treadmill. The videos were funny as hell.
Just try to watch it.
Yeah, he's walking on a treadmill in the water. I tell you to rehab this thing. We get him back. He's fine now. He's still a pain in the ass. Go back to the same park in Wallingford. Does another zoomie. Pops out the other day. There's another $4,000. There's another trip to the spa where the pool and the treadmill is. I mean, that thing.
What is he, a D1 athlete?
It was $10,000, Ted, by the time it was all said and done. $10,000 in cash.
That is ridiculous.
To fix this.
And he's in the hot tub and the jacuzzi on
ice bath.
He was in a treadmill that was underwater in a pool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what, athletes do.
Right. Yeah. Crazy.
But. Sorry. If I'm really watching my money.
Why do you think I
walk
still
on a treadmill in water?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
God.
What? And they knew him because he'd already been there. What's the least amount of effort you have to put in? You put into injuring yourself. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello there.
Hola. Hola.
So I got two crazy stories. The first one is back in, I don't know, 95, 96, down in Renton Highlands when I was on the run from the law in Alaska. my brother-in-law and I went out drinking, got pretty hammered. And as we got back to their house, they had a deck, but it was kind of broken up. And it had, obviously, steel beams underneath. And I don't know exactly what happened. He pushed me, I slipped, and landed on my junk.
Oh!
And for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 weeks, everything was completely black.
Yeah, brother.
Did it get bigger?
No, it got smaller.
Okay. Did you join R&B band?
Hey, girl.
You know it's true.
The second one was back, I don't know, 3 months before COVID, and I was coming back from the store, first snow in Juneau, Alaska. Lived there for 50 years.
So it was August.
Yeah, no, it was actually middle of, right the week before Thanksgiving.
Huh, okay.
And I parked my car, my wife's car, and right next to her, right next to where she parked, was about a 2-foot by 2-foot piece of grass that, of course, now had snain or snow or whatever you want to call it on it. I went to get out of the car, stepped on that with my left foot, and slid, and it dragged me out of the car. I landed. At that time, I was 100 pounds heavier, probably 70.
Wow.
And as it drug me out of the car, my fat butt landed on my foot and shattered my ankle in multiple spots.
Damn.
My tibia in 4 spots, fibula in 3 spots. Had to get, 14 screws and a plate. And,
from your own ass.
Yeah. 14 screws and a plate to reattach the tibia, and then they screwed the tibia to the fibula. And, yeah, a lot of fun.
Good times.
Quick question. Why were you on the run from the law in Alaska? What had you done?
One of my best friends who was president on a University of Alaska Southeast was transporting marijuana back and forth from Anchorage to Juneau, got busted, turned FBI informant, and I, of course, didn't know that at the time and was running some cocaine. Got busted, kind of got a cheap light sentence because I had never been in trouble before. And one night my son was over, he was about a year old, and opened up a Dr. Seuss book with a letter from my ex saying she was moving to Oregon, and I pretty much fell off the train at that point and just split.
Yeah. All right. Well, it might be a good thing you got out of Juneau. That Mendenhall Glacier, man, has been melting like every 3 or 6 months, man, and absolutely flooding that town. So, you want to take one more?
No.
We're good to go? No. Absolutely not. Ted versus the FCC is coming up here for you at 4:35. And we got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.